Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 18 today, verses 13 through 27. Exodus 18, 13 through 27. It says, "The next day Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, 'What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?' And Moses said to his father-in-law, 'Because the people have come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws.' Moses' father-in-law said to him, 'What you are doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone. Now obey my voice, and I will give you advice, and God be with you. You shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God, and you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws and make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands and hundreds and of fifties and tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you, and you will be able to endure, and all this people also will go to their place in peace.' So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of all of Israel and made them heads over people, of chiefs of thousands, hundreds and fifties and tens, and they judged the people at all times. Any hard case they brought to Moses, but any small matter they decided themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went away to his own country." Now, this is wise, godly advice, and it's repeated all through the scripture. God never designed one person to be in charge of a whole bunch of people. He has got spiritual heads and leaders, and they're just like in a home, there needs to be a head of the home, but at the same time, he never wanted the man to be fully in charge, but to use the wife as well, and that husband and wife together are a great team. In the same way in the church, there needs to be a senior pastor, but there also needs to be many others, pastors, elders, lay people who are involved in leading the church all through the scriptures. I don't have time to read them all to you, but at the same time, it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and following, it says, "And he, God, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ." So he gave us pastors of different types. 1 Peter chapter 5, it talks about this in verses 1 and following. "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that's going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about how the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, they desire a noble task. And then he gives the qualifications. We see in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 and following, that as the church was growing and the daily distribution of the food became a problem, they were to choose deacons, 7 men full of the Spirit and wisdom, and they handed this responsibility over to them. We see in Acts chapter 14, verse 23, that everywhere Paul went, he appointed elders in every town, in every church. In Titus chapter 1, verse 5, he tells Titus the same thing. He says, "I want you to appoint elders in every church, in every town." Why? Because it was never God's design that one person be in charge of a whole church or a whole group, that there be a plurality of leadership. Yes, there needs to be a head, but amongst them, there needs to be a plurality, because it's not good for the person or the pastor. It's not good for the church. And too many churches out there expecting one guy to be the one. And the church suffers, and that pastor and his family suffers. I hope those who are listening today would allow the Spirit of God to take this wise counsel and let God raise up men who are going to help lead the body of Christ. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.